All right, I'm back. Here is part two of our cruise across Mexico. I released part one a few days ago, and this is the second part. I believe this is after we played a Star Wars trivia, and I think we also did our behind-the-scenes tour. So there's some talk of that. So it's about an hour long. Once again, if you want to see the video, you can hop on over to the Fort Worth Roots page and check out the video of this episode that Andrew took. And in the meantime, since there will be gaps in JJTM episodes, hop on over to Fort Worth AF. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Hey, if you're on iTunes, go give us a review. And the same thing with Panther City Rebellion. Subscribe to it. Every episode of Panther City Rebellion has a video compliment. You can go find it on YouTube. And you can subscribe to it there. And if you are listening through iTunes, give us a review. That helps out getting views and showing up on their little charts. So, yeah. Here we go. Here's part two. Enjoy. And I'll see you guys down the line. Later.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you see that juice?
I will eat your ass.
Fuck Tuesday. Fuck this podcast.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Guy Snote
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins.
It's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
That's my titty.
You won't let me touch his
butthole. You won't let me touch his butthole.
What? Really?
Really? Why?
It's my sacred duty.
He wouldn't even let me see it.
What? You won't let her see your butthole? Listen,
as much as you expel stuff out of there, I probably wouldn't want to touch it. It's like a swamp of Dagobah.
I love you. I don't want to see my butt. All right.
I've already been recording, so the whole butthole conversation is on here.
You already recorded the
butthole.
So we're back. Part two, round two. Before we left, we were teasing going to play Star Wars trivia.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Who won?
Oh, and guess what?
What?
Team Schneider won.
That's right.
Yeah, use a microphone.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
So, yeah. It would have been 100% correct.
Except for...
They fucked up.
I even told him. I said, you got that one wrong.
You're wrong.
And the guy leading trivia is like, okay, nerd.
Yeah.
Slow down.
He was.
I just want to take a break. I just want to go back to my quarters.
He was going,
I'm French. Leave me alone.
He was going up to help with the sexiest man competition. I saw him up there helping.
Yeah, he was. And I was like, that's why you're wrong, because you're French. Frog. And I turned and walked away.
Dustin.
I mean,
oh, bonjour.
Listen, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily racist against French people, but...
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. And they don't know their goddamn Star Wars trivia.
Beak.
Do what?
Swiss my beak.
What is that?
Mon petit chou.
Okay. I'm out of my French league.
Yep.
My little cabbage.
My little cabbage.
Mi poquito cabbage.
So anyway, back to this. We're back. Yes. We're still on the boat.
So we won Star Wars trivia thanks to Dustin.
It was all him.
Shout out.
We got
Dustin.
An awesome prize.
Yeah. We did.
He was the anchor. We got
a bag.
Inside of a bag.
Yeah.
A bag.
We got one of those bags you can wad up, put another bag and store and sleep later.
So obviously it was worth your time.
It was so worth our time.
I mean, it was short. It was fast. We were done in 15 minutes or something. It was only 15 questions.
You know, my biggest takeaway from the whole thing, and I don't know if y'all caught this, but somebody was like, yeah, Senator Palpatine. Of course, Senator. It had to be an old white guy.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
I did hear that.
And I was like, you
are right.
Are right.
My favorite part is that Dustin got hit on by a cute boy.
Doesn't even matter. Did he buy you a drink?
No.
Did he touch your belly button?
It was, y'all weren't there yet. They were still doing towel folding teaching. And so I'm just sitting there because it should have already been over. We should have already been in a trivia time, but no.
Yeah.
Y'all ran around to do other things.
And we were going to meet you there.
We had to get coffee.
Yeah, we had to go.
So
make
I was sitting there at the bar just waiting, just kind of looking. He goes, hey, man, you here for Star Wars trivia? And I thought
that is not the way he said it. He was like, hey, man, are you here for Star Wars trivia?
Hey.
You got anyone sitting
and
with
he
you?
Was, I thought he had said, have you ever done Star Wars trivia before?
You want to feel the force?
And I went, yeah, we got them back home, man. We do trivia.
What color
time.
Is your
and
lightsaber?
He goes, no. Are you here for it? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Cool, man. He's like, all right.
That is not the way he spoke.
You never talked to him, so I don't think you know how he
I
spoke.
Have talked to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because the first day I saw him on board, and he was wearing the cutest sparkly shirt. And so the next time I saw him, I was like, oh, you're so cute in your sparkly shirt. And I wanted to tell you because you looked great. And he was like, thank you so much. Can I have a hug? Blah, 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 blah. So I know how he talks.
So I don't, okay.
He was looking for a big bear.
He was.
I don't speak Guyanese.
Well, what I walked up on was the guy said something to Dustin, and Dustin said, well, I'm a little bit older than you. And the guy said, I bet there's still some tricks on that old girl. I bet that old girl still got some tricks in her.
He goes, what,
I messed up the saying. Yeah. I messed up the quote.
You got to be full of knowledge and have all these crazy ideas. The stuff you've seen. I was like, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyways, we won trivia. Mm-hmm.
Slam dunk.
Yep. Dustin was all-knowing. And one question's answer was wrong.
Anyway, that was the least interesting thing that happened while we were away. If you guys missed part one, it's up. This is part two of our trip on, what's the name of this goddamn
Mariner.
Boat?
Mariner.
Of the sea on Royal Caribbean.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is part two.
Yeah. So Dustin and Susie took off to go do a
behind
tour.
The scenes tour. I'm still wearing my thing.
Yeah.
Oh my shit.
Yeah, your mic's on there. Shit. Careful. I just screwed it all up. That's all right.
But yeah, I'm wearing my behind the scenes lanyard. That's what we got for paying that much. Was a lanyard.
How much was it?
Hey, it's a bag tag too.
And a bag tag.
Oh. Bag tag.
Worth every penny. That was cool. That was fun.
It was really cool.
Learned a lot of things. Learned that you, no matter who you are on this boat.
They know who you are.
No, you have to go through security before getting on the bridge.
Oh.
Even the captain.
Yep.
And it has to go through a security check. And then also, if you go into the engine control room, you have to go through a security check. They won't let anybody just in those rooms.
Make sure you're not smuggling a ratchet inside your brown eye.
So at the end of our hallway, which is only two or three cabins away, there's a door that says crew only.
Uh-huh.
That's the door you go through to get to all of the captain, the first mate, the second mate, the lookout dude, all of their cabins are
officers' quarters
are right there.
The captain sleeps right behind the bridge.
Yeah.
And he had to come out and get something, and he's like, oh, the tour's here. So he came over and started talking to us.
So his boxers?
No, he was in full uniform.
Nice guy. Called me over because I was taking a picture of him. He's like, come over. Take a picture with me. I was like, how are we going to do this with my SLR? So Susie,
you had the big one.
Yeah, they allowed him
to take it.
They told me I'd get it, so I ran back up the room and got it.
Hell yeah.
So I got all sorts of pictures on my phone, on my camera.
Oh,
because when they
be
were
sick.
Like, we're going up to 10, Dustin was like, I guess I could have just met you guys there. Yeah. And then when we walked right by our room, we were
to go to the bridge.
Oh, man.
Can we do a Dropbox? I really love those photos.
Yeah. So while we were on the bridge, we were learning about all of the different stuff that's going on there. But a Seahawk landed on the little...
How wild is that?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And that thing is gnarly. It's like talons. Like, its little feet things were thick. Like, it's strong. It's
bigger than our chickens with talons.
Yeah. That's Poseidon's chicken, so...
Chickens have large talons.
And he's been hanging out on our boat now because you keep seeing him flying around. He's hanging out with us.
Got tired.
It was just cool.
The
resting Vermont.
So found out a lot of things about this boat.
Okay.
This class and up doesn't need any tugboats to get into port.
Oh, oh no shit.
Yeah. It does have to have the pilot.
Every port brings in a pilot because they know the port.
Yeah.
The best. They don't drive the boat. The only place they will drive the boat is through the Panama Canal.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
But so the pilot just has to be there.
The pilot has to be here to kind of help guide, help whoever's mm-hmm. driving.
Like, nay, Earl yep. put some trash over there last week.
Basically, the ship right now is following GPS markers.
It's yeah. on autopilot.
It's on autopilot.
Yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
I figured.
But when we made the maneuver earlier, we weren't on autopilot. When we cut between those two tankers like that. We yeah. weren't on autopilot for that.
I feel like I could have done that. I mean, a lot of room there. I could have done it.
I don't think so.
Come on, let me have the stick.
No.
This is the sick. The so each side of the tower has controls, and they can just back us in. They can do 360s with this. They can back things in. We can do all sorts of stuff.
Interesting question.
With this boat.
To me, it's an interesting question. So they don't need tugs because they have the micro...
The ballasts and the thrusts.
The small... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have small propellers along the sides side of ships thrusters. On yep. both sides.
Yep.
Now, is that what validates them to be able to do that without tugs, or is it the visibility from the tower? Because the tower is actually a very unique design.
I think it's probably both, but it is the fact that they don't have to do it... That the tug... And the whatever boat yeah. don't have to move
they can
the
do
boat.
It under their
they
own
can
power.
Do it under their
the
own.
The bridge yeah. has a lot of room up there for activities.
Mm.
It's
cartwheels?
Yeah. Not like wide open.
Yeah.
But they had a nice little like
seating area,
a little living room area they can go sit in and
they have
chill
a rec room?
And watch.
They have their own rec room?
They have their
they
own
have
rec room behind the helicopter.
Ping pong table.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
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 A little outdoor area with a punching bag.
The two guys are just up there. First officer, second officer, just kind of watching what's going on.
And the lookout that's looking for like...
stands up there and he's
icebergs.
Just watching.
Straight ahead.
He's looking
trash.
For the stuff that's not visible on radar.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't have a transponder.
And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
So he's watching for smaller boats okay. and shit.
I would want that job. But
yesterday.
Right. Yeah, he failed.
Yeah, the little Japanese fishing
boat. Rest in peace, whoever's boat that was.
We ran right over.
Hashtag, we don't think that's true. That's just what it felt like.
Now we have, what was it? 5,017 people on board.
Six. You told me six.
Whatever.
It's on
it
my
is.
Phone. It's on there.
Okay.
This is the 632 voyage.
I don't know.
My phone's charging, so I don't have any.
You told me six something was.
600, over 630 voyages on this boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was.
It's been to Korea.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been to Tokyo.
Yeah.
It's been to
and
all
and
over the world.
It's really cool. Like the first time they go into a port, they get a certificate,
nice.
A plaque, a something
fun.
That was like for your inaugural, you yeah. know, thing into
maritime achievement.
Yeah, it was That's really cool. Cool.
I mean, it makes sense because we were just looking at the papers last night to go on the next cruise, and it was mm-hmm. like, oh, it looks like the Mariner's going over to Europe.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
this year, like after in like 6 months or so,
they have. Up there, they have markers on one of the wall, and there's like out of 632 trips or 630 trips, however many, they have 1,837 confirmed kills.
Excellent.
Cool.
So now, is that with torpedoes or just running them over?
I am not sure.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of side to side ship action.
I'm sure the deck guns we saw up there on 14 had something to do with it.
And the captain just gets out there with the long
pistol.
Gun and
that this wasn't an assault ship. This was a
Pepper
jamming ship. That's what we came up with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a jammer.
There's a lot
Raspberry
of balls
jam.
On top of this thing.
It'd be jamming. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit Jamaican, but it gets the mission done.
But I do have a... They gave us this.
What do you got? Afterwards. What do you got?
So this boat has six engines.
Oh, this Damn. Was... So, yeah, the engine room was super interesting.
Super cool. Six engines. There's only four running right now.
Right.
They'll only run four at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they won't run all six unless it's so
three in the front, three in the back.
So do they all get a chance to run during a trip? Like they're shutting them down in sequence, changing the oil, checking
if
the...
Yeah, if there's something wrong or they'll cycle through them all.
Only if there's an issue.
One of the guys goes, how often is there an issue that you got to check? And the guy left goes,
all the time. He's like, that's why we run 24 hours
There are
here.
People sitting at the console and sitting with the engines 24 hours a day.
And there's two people in the
engine
room.
They had something happen while we were down
each
there.
Each engine room at all times.
Oh, shit. Yeah, lights started flashing and the phone
and the phone
and
rang.
Radio came up and the phone rang. And the guy took it. He's like, oh, yeah, okay. I'll talk to you after the tour. The guy opens the door and he's carrying this big wrench and he looks and he's like,
what are y'all doing here? This is dangerous. You shouldn't be here.
It was very cartoon-esque.
It was
what all happened.
It was really, and we were like, wait, what? And like, it didn't faze the guy giving us the tour at all. And it didn't faze the engineers either.
Anyway, it's this way to the cafeteria.
Normal day.
Yeah, we were just like, what?
Who likes overcooked hash browns this way?
So this boat can hold 4,000 guests total, double occupancy in every room, 1,200 international crew. It weighs 139,864 tons.
Do the math for me. That puts us at 5,000 and what? Total occupancy.
5,200.
Is that guest? That's it, guest and crew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The
okay.
Double occupancy. It's 127 feet wide, not long.
Is that true?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, that's pretty damn wide. I didn't think about that. That's wide.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
1,020 feet long. Cruising speed is 22 knots.
It feels longer.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1,674 staterooms.
Damn.
Okay.
I don't know what 29 feet draft is.
That's, I don't know. That's the area below. Yeah, that's below the area the below the waterline.
Okay.
So 29 feet?
There's 29 feet below
so
the waterline.
So anything.
And we went down there below the waterline. We went to
right.
level zero. And negative one.
So, because after we went to, the pilot house, whatever that thing's called.
The deck. The bridge.
The deck.
The bridge. Yeah, we went down to the galley. We went to the third floor galley. There's galleys on 3, 4, and 5. Oh, no, we went to the fourth floor galley. Down. The third floor galley is where most of everything is done.
Did it look fucking crazy?
It was wild.
Like all the prep.
But there was nobody working. They were on break right
sure.
now.
Sure. You wouldn't want to be down there while they're slinging knives and
yeah.
the grinding up shellfish.
The room is stainless steel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Which I that figured it would be, like most kitchens.
That's
and stuff.
The way
but
I imagine
they
it.
Walk, when our, when, what's his name?
Jorge?
No, our guy.
Oh my God, that's racist.
What guy?
Our waiter guy. What's his name?
Elton.
Oh, Elton. Yeah.
When he walks back there to get our food,
yeah,
oh,
he
really
has to
funny.
Walk in one way, walk all the way around the kitchen to the spot of whatever they're giving us, and then come back and go out. And if they miss anything, they can't just back up and grab
it
because there's so much going on.
It's tight. It's
they
a
have
little
to turn
bit of corridor.
They have to the circle
and
again.
Turn
again.
Around.
Yeah.
And it's this big
Make
square
the
around the entire kitchen. So anytime you ask for something. Feel bad that they're walking this entire square just to pick up your fucking packet of butter.
Is that why it took so goddamn long, Elton?
So, but
Elton has been great.
Elton
no wonder
has
Elton
been
looks
great.
Beat down when he's done but, with
no,
us.
No, he doesn't. The only
so
time I saw Elton,
because
you know Elton's got like this.
He's our second waiter for our table.
He's my waiter. He's the best.
Yeah.
But he's got this personality, this persona that he projects. He broke character today. I saw it.
No way. Did he?
Janine got to him.
What'd she do? What happened?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because his persona, he's very humble. He's very
excited.
Miss Megan. You
very
know,
helpful.
Mr.
Very
Andrew.
The most polite.
Yeah. So polite.
And so I'm walking up and I just caught the tail end of it. I saw Janine go, oh, you know, if it's a problem, don't worry about it. And Elton, we love you, Elton, and you're the best. Elton goes, he like put his head down. He put his head down. He didn't say shit, and he just went and got whatever it was that Janine was wanting. But like, mm-hmm. he broke character for a minute. And I was like, he's human. Mm-hmm. He's human.
This boat was built in Finland, and it recently went through a dry dock in February.
February to March.
Mm-hmm. For maintenance? Or?
For maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance.
Okay. And mm-hmm. refresh.
They did miss some spots, but...
They
okay.
Well, their refresh is not the entire ship.
Mm.
Is it this past March?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So 2018, they did a refurbishment of this ship. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it was pretty intensive,
That's
I guess.
Probably all of it. They did everything.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Tip to stern.
And stern to, the stern, godmother... Stern
oh, yeah.
...is Jean Driscoll.
What does that mean?
The godmother is the one who dedicates the ship, smashes
smashes the champagne. Yeah.
That doesn't work a lot. Do you notice that?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Plenty of videos of people going, off. Here we go. Oh, that didn't work.
But she is the godmother, and there's only one godfather
of the Oasis of the Seas.
Nope.
The godfather.
It was the icon. One.
Oh, icon of the seas. Yeah, he's
icon
right.
Icon of the seas.
And only one godfather. Can you guess who it is?
Al Pacino. That's when they told us.
We all get it. We all get a guess.
You're not a sports guy.
I'm
giving you a hint.
That was a
sports
hint.
Sports guy.
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
What? Intramural Miami.
What's the name of that guy that was...
Ray Finkel.
All those porns. The guy that... You remember? That had the long hair.
I don't know. What's the guy that played for the Dolphins?
Ron Jeremy is my answer. Lock it in.
Nope.
I don't know.
And it's an obvious choice.
Obvious choice.
One, Lionel Messi.
Messi?
Oh. Yeah, Messi. Messi's the only godfather.
He's the only godfather. Apparently you look like...
Okay, listen. Royal Caribbean. I look like Messi. And
that's
since
why everybody keeps looking at you. If you wore a jersey around here, a pink jersey.
Oh, people would be freaking
out. People would freak out. Check we should have bought one. Check I could have bought out. One yesterday.
Royal, listen to me.
Oh, yeah, for $5.
And listen to me. I want to give you the inside scoop. We want to be on every single one of your boats. And we want to highlight all of the amazing things that you do with your crew and with your guests.
And sit down with Lionel Messi.
All of these fun things. And invite different guests at every port.
Like
I was telling
Messi.
Megan, I got it all figured out. Here's what we do. So we're going to Cozumel or whatever. And we book somebody.
The mayor of Cozumel.
The mayor or a historian or somebody that's running a 501c down there. And every port, we have a really badass guest last up. Lined up for the thing.
Mm-hmm. You're just giving away the idea for the company to take over.
Yeah.
But they don't have our...
They do.
They have the QR code on the sticker on the hallway.
Things
all over that place.
Here. I didn't do that, by the way. We covered that.
We know we covered that.
No, I'm talking about the ducks.
We got the Messi.
Yeah.
Anyways. So he's the only godfather.
Okay, that's cool. It's really cool.
But we did find out, too, that there is not an elevator for the people to go down from zero... 1 to 0.
Right, of course.
We had to do the stairs, and they were steep.
And the food thing also.
And there was a gal on board who.
A lot of questions about the food thing.
What?
Go ahead with the food.
Is that there were two things. They have elevators back there for the food because most of it was washed on one, right? Mm-hmm. They washed it, cleaned it on one. Then they bring it up to three. To do all the processing. They cut up the meat. Mm-hmm. They
cut up the potatoes. They cube it. They smash it. They do whatever.
We walked into their giant freezer that is normally completely full. Now it's, lower. But they have to keep 2 days' worth of food, too.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Extra food. Yeah, just in case.
Good call. Thank you.
So the freezer was awesome. That was really, really cool. I wasn't expecting that.
It was really interesting. And we only went into the fruit and vegetable one. There's one for fish. There's one for meat. There's one for... Yeah,
alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
So when they pull everything out, they bring it up, they wash everything there, then they bring it up and they prepare everything on three. Then whatever it is basically just kind of shuttled up and down between 4 and 5.
Like a dumbwaiter? Or?
Through the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they'll do the flash cooking or the deep cooking, depending on what it is, on those floors. The... Windjammer.
Oh, yeah. This is interesting.
Like I said before, it's all cooked down in the same spot.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Everything is cooked down.
Even the specialty restaurants that you pay extra for.
Everything
is cooked down there.
Cooked down in the same spot.
Yep.
Yep. And just brought up the elevator to those restaurants.
What about chicken wings from that pub?
I guess cooked and brought down.
In the promenade? They don't have their own little thing?
Mm-mm.
The... Pizza.
Charlatans.
Oh, yeah. I did ask about
that.
No,
that is cooked there. I can see it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's already, all the ingredients are there.
Yeah.
They just put them on there. They're given a chart of what to follow.
1 ounce of this, 4 ounces of that.
Sure.
3 ounces of this.
The crusts are already ready.
The crusts are pre-prepared, yeah.
Okay. So they just put everything on it
and put it through the... Yeah.
And he said that the pizza is a universal thing through all of Royal Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good to know, because the pizza's been good.
Pizza's great.
People talk about
the other boat I was on.
Yeah, he said it's standardized, so you should get the same pizza here that you get on any other boat. Yeah. And he was like,
I want some pizza tonight.
Now we know the secret.
Am I seeing land?
Because
there's birds. There should be land.
I don't see land.
Because I said, I said to him, I was like, what's the secret in the sauce of the pizza? Like, what makes it so good? Like, why is it something that everybody just goes to
and
all
everybody
the time?
Laughed.
Yeah, everybody did laugh.
Because everybody had the same question.
And he was all, our secret is that it's made with love. And I was like, yeah.
Shut up. I hate that. No. Put cocaine in it.
Yeah,
we know.
No. And then he said.
The chef was awesome.
Maritime cocaine.
Leon. Chef Leon. You did a great job.
Awesome.
But he did talk about how, like, the tomato sauce and stuff is prepared, like, on the boat. But it is a very standardized. Yeah. So there should be no difference. But it was pretty cool.
He puts a special chemical.
He puts an addictive chemical in his pizza.
So what did we do?
Makes you crave it fortnightly.
Got a piece of pizza.
Oh, I want pizza tonight. That's going to be second dinner.
That's where I found you, right after the tour.
Yeah.
So we walked all of 195.
Oh, yeah. I-95.
That's what they call it, I-95.
That is what they call it.
Is that every boat or just this one?
One end. My understanding, every ship has one.
I-95.
Because it's the fastest way to get
from one end to the other.
Is there a reason behind that nomenclature?
Because it's like I-95 in the U.S.
Okay. Mm.
That's what they said.
Because the I-95 is the longest highway in the U.S.
Okay.
And so then that's what they call it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then what else? What was the other? Oh, we went to laundry.
Oh, that was wild. Could not understand a word the guy said. Oh, the recycling was cool.
So they showed us how to do all the what they do, separate the trash, the recycling, everything, glass, metal.
Because they get paid for all of it. Even when they incinerate the paper, they get paid for the ashes. Like for a landfill.
The only thing.
Who pays?
Like they sell it to cities, municipalities, whatever it
is. Holy shit. Yeah. Cool.
He said the only thing that.
Goes to garbage.
Goes out to sea is food. But they make sure it doesn't have bones or anything.
And it's in a very specific.
25 miles
out from, away from shore.
Right.
Okay.
And someone asked, goes, I heard him, because he didn't say it through the headset, I don't think. I was standing next to him. He said this. He goes, someone says, are there animals waiting for that trash? And he goes, oh, they're very smart. They know where we dump it. And they are waiting for when we dump it.
Nom,
yeah.
Nom, nom.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
So it was so interesting.
Yeah. So I could stand at the back of the boat and, like, watch.
You should tell people, like, hey. Yeah.
We're doing a trash dump.
Discharge.
Hyperspeed.
I would love that. Should totally be on the itinerary. Like, hey, at 5 o'clock, you know, back of the ship, we're going to make a dump.
However, they've been doing this for a while. There's probably a reason they don't.
Yeah.
One of the things I don't like about Royal Caribbean that I liked over Princess, which I don't know if it'd work here, it worked in Alaska, was they had a lady that every day she just sat in a chair on the bridge. And narrated what was going on around
her. Love that, yeah.
And she would be like, hey guys, if you're on the port side of the boat, look over, there's some gray whales there. We've just come across a pod of gray whales. And then she'll talk about the gray whales, mm-hmm. And then she would talk about the land of Alaska that was around you. If you're in your, this is what I don't like either. If you're in your stateroom.
Can't hear it.
You could change to a channel and hear her talk.
Oh.
And hear the captain talk. And they had cameras. Like, that we're always on, not just switched to every once in a while.
Well, we got one channel with one view, and it's a shit one. It's right off the front of the boat.
Yeah. And I dug the hell out of that. And if you're in certain parts of the boat, you could hear her, too, do the narration if it was somewhere that wasn't, like, a party zone or whatever.
I was pitching that idea to Megan earlier in the trip. Like, it'd be great if we could get, like, some information about, like, hey, right now, the depth
is. We're going
is.
Over the crater. Like, and what created that crater? And
we're passing an oil platform that was commissioned in 1989.
Yeah. It holds blah, blah, blah. X amount
it's
of people.
Responsible for 1% of the oil in the
Gulf. And she would take breaks here and there, but like when we pull out of port, you always had stuff around you when you pull out of port at all the different towns. And then when we started going through these glacier fields and everything, she was talking about the glacier fields, part of the Jurassic period they were formed, how much they've receded, what they've seen, you know, and then what's normally seen around the glaciers. And then as we were going through the fjords, she was yelling, you know, calling out all the animals and stuff. You know, we've got a pod of orcas on our following the ship. They're going to be up here for a while.
I wonder if there's any kind of like either whale or it seems like dolphins tend to when you see them they're close to ports. Mm-hmm. They like chasing the ships in and out. Is there any kind of whale activity out here? I don't think there is in the Gulf.
I mean,
there's lots of whales.
There are whales. Susie and I looked this up at the beginning of the cruise.
Yeah,
there's like 4 or 5 whale species that come into and hang out in the Gulf.
Will they be?
We don't know.
Well, we would know if the lady was sitting in the chair talking about this stuff.
Yeah, we need a lady sitting in the chair.
We need a Gulf lady.
I think every cruise ship at some point on the cruise, especially when you're in wide open water like we are between just out here in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they should be chumming the water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So but we can
somebody
see
falls over.
Well, that messes with the ecosystem if you do that.
So the security lady, there was two places where we had to go through security, the bridge and the engine room.
Oh, mm-hmm. and the hand wash station in front of the kitchen.
Yeah. No, but I asked her because I was all, do you have people on these tours that try to sneak something past you? And she's like, yes, every 4 or 5 days, somebody... We have to stop somebody.
What are they trying
You're
to?
Trying to get
in?
Where to where?
I have no idea. I didn't ask any more questions because we were already moving. But I was like, "Do you catch a lot of people trying to get something past you on one of these
espionage.
Tours?" And she was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You would be
on the tour."
On the tour, she's like, "You would be surprised."
I have two things I would add to the tour. I would like to have seen the communications IT department. Like,
oh, that would be cool.
And I'd like to see security / the police, however they do everything.
Where's the brig?
You understand why they would be.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reluctant
of course.
On
yeah.
that one.
I would. Yeah, but you don't have to show everything.
Yeah, like, don't show the sensitive stuff.
And here's
stuff.
The when young we lady the we arrested yesterday.
Would you like to say a word to the camera?
When we went to the bridge, we didn't get to walk all over the bridge. They had an area roped
right.
off.
Right.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I would expect. You know. Just let us see like how this works.
Now, your takeaway from this tour that you went on, and we've all seen Speed 2. If not, you're really missing out. Do you think that a lot of the security protocols that have been put in place are in light of Sandra Bullock and whoever the other guy was?
No.
Zero
protocols.
0%.
We live in a post 9/11 world. Let me tell you.
Speed 2?
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
After 9/11, things changed, and security had to be stepped up.
Okay.
That's why there are 22 security officers on this ship.
That's okay. it? I don't know. That seems light.
But
we could all get together and...
There's a coup.
All the staff
it's a low
is
percentage.
Told to be security at all times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That makes sense.
To de-escalate situations keep an eye on everyone.
And they all have to go through a training for how to save somebody in a pool. And they have to show that they can do it.
Everyone.
Person.
Elton? Yep. Elton is a lifeguard?
Well, no, that's not his job. But
even the 8 guys run the recycling plant.
Yeah.
Does Elton know how to do CPR after somebody chokes
probably.
On a shellfish?
Yeah, probably. He has to be first aid trained, I'm sure. And yeah, CPR.
Elton might be my new hero.
Then on 0 and -1, below the ocean, in the depths, we could hear the whales singing as we toured the laundry room.
Why?
That was crazy on its own. It's hot as hell.
And there's 2 floors to it.
Sauna'd.
Did y'all get laundry done while we were here?
No.
No, but we're talking about every bed has 2 sets.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All they have the machines that fold all the towels, all the linens.
Oh, no. Our boat is too small to have a towel folding machine. Every towel is folded by hand.
Not every towel. The blue towels on the deck.
Oh, the blue towels.
Can't go through there.
Yeah.
All our...
White towels,
and all the linens can go through the machine and be folded.
Huh.
But
and
the
they all
blue
go
beach
through.
Towels can't go through it.
They'll go through and get pressed. They all go through and it's wild.
So, do they find a way to harness the power, like the steam power, from all that washing of our spunk covered comforters,
dude?
To fuel the engines? Is that how
desalination of the ocean water?
Salty.
And they said it's 1,500 liters of water per person per day on the cruise
is stored
is used for washing, taking showers, you know, preparing your food, like all of that stuff.
So is that water being processed from the ocean or is it stored?
Yes.
It's being processed from the ocean.
They're not storing shit. It's all just...
Yeah.
And the water that apparently exits the ship is cleaner than what came in.
Oh, yeah. The water that exits the ship.
Until I got here.
Yeah, until they...
So when you're showering, don't think about you're wasting water. You're helping to clean the ocean water.
Well, you're turning it into fresh water.
So here's my
plus
argument.
Plus pee.
Here's my argument for all you...
Listen here, hippies.
Save the earth, hippie.
Listen here, PETA.
This is my deal.
Listen up.
If the ocean levels are rising and these cruise ships, thousands of them, are using 1,100 liters of water per person times 8,000 people on a boat, I think those neutral each other out.
They do.
So the oceans aren't rising.
But you know what? A lot of people have been after these cruise ships for being like environmentally
Well, they even said the air.
Yes.
The
exhaust.
The exhaust
That's
is
what I was
cleaner
talk about. Yes.
than
What's
regular
going into
carbon
it.
Dioxide.
Yeah.
And
somebody's
we
knocking.
Got a knock.
Come in. Let's
check this out.
Come in, please. Hello.
You have to answer the door, dude.
I'm going
to answer the door, ding dong.
I didn't know that. I thought they had
a key. I think I saw somewhere like a lot of these cruise ships are trying to be like net zero. Oh, I think your tequila's here.
Oh, we got our liquor.
Yay. Thank you.
You want to be on camera?
You want to party?
Party with us.
All
right.
They said tonight, so it's all here now. All right,
we
yay.
Can drink now.
Hey. It's a boy.
Yeah, liquor's here.
We got some good stuff yesterday in Cozumel.
Crack open the Xtabin tune. Ugh.
There you go.
The other thing is, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
7,500 cubic liters of fuel an hour.
Say that again.
7,500 cubic liters of fuel are used per hour.
And there were a couple of guys that worked in the field.
That were like...
All right, what? So what kind of... Is it just regular diesel? What are we doing? They go, no, it's the heaviest diesel.
Jet fuel.
It's the heavier...
It's the stuff that's left over from crude
that
these ships run on.
The cheap shit.
Yeah.
The super cheap shit.
Yep.
And so this whole bitch is just one big purifying machine until it gets to the stacks.
Yeah.
Did you also know that, well, you do now probably, but they push water vapor into the exhaust chambers to condense that stuff. Even after everything has been processed, they're spraying water into it to keep it down.
Yeah.
One, to manage the exhaust smell and fumes for the people on the boat, but also just to help with pollution. Final stage. It's ridiculous how much effort they put into protecting the ecosystem.
Yeah. Yep.
Because of all you hippies. Anyway, I'm glad they do it. It's great, and it's the cleanest fucking thing on the planet. It really is. Minus a
nuclear-powered aircraft carrier that puts out no pollution.
Yeah, but you
I'm
know
a big proponent of nuclear power.
I am too.
Yeah.
But do you know what those sailors do on that ship?
Can you imagine on nuclear power.
Disgusting.
Well, I know what they do on that ship.
Oh, you know what they do on that ship.
Before they get the saltpeter.
that they take that away as soon as they go to port.
Yeah.
So they go to port. No more.
All the food
Peter.
Is seasoned with saltpeter.
Peter salt. Saltpeter.
Yeah. Anyways.
So the other crazy thing. Let's talk about crazy ship that's crazy ship. On this boat.
Well, okay. I do want to while you're winding up for crazy shit on
ship
this boat.
Happens.
We said it.
Well, it's the last day. He's not going to say it.
I'll say it whenever you want me to.
We've been waiting for you to say it so we can scream and yell and trip up and down.
We thought for sure you were going to say it.
Let's make some noise. Is that it?
No. We thought for sure at some point you were going to say.
Well, ship happens.
I'm pretty sure he has said it at some. I've heard him say it since we've been on here.
I've heard that. Because we've been listening.
We've been waiting for it.
And we were going to shoot confetti cannons off and everything.
Oh my God. We'll send that for dinner tonight.
Confetti cannons in my pocket all week.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like streamers. Ship happens.
Yeah.
Damn it.
She said this like 2 weeks ago.
On the trip. What you should have done is filter that to Megan and then have her pass the idea to me.
I want it to be natural.
Yeah,
okay.
It did happen. I guess he was spinning around for it.
Oh, I'm so happy and disappointed at the same time.
She goes, out of all the people, Andrew will be the one to say, well, ship happens.
Okay. Anyway. So hold on. With the ducks next, I just want to let people know that there's going to be, we're probably already watching it on my version of it, but there's a video of us walking through the ship, just kind of showing you Mariner of the Sea, a little bit step by step, different levels. Mm. So, anyway.
Any hot bitches?
Yeah. Megan was there. So.
Perfect.
And then Susie right there at the end.
Aw, thanks.
See that? Shut up.
Did you get any thong shots? Because I have a funny
There's
story.
So many butt
There's
cheeks
so many out. Thongs. And what was funny was.
There's not that many good ones, though, I'm just going to say.
No, they're not. It's not. It's like 2 or 3 days ago.
It's a lot of stuff you don't want to see.
Well, our first day at sea, when we were sitting out there at the bed,
mm-hmm.
I got up, I think to come back to the room and grab something or something. And this lady had a thong on. And it was an older lady. She had bent over to pick something up.
Oh, yeah.
And then?
There was a little boy standing behind her and just turned right into the thong.
Oh, shit. He now has pink eye.
And he turned back around. He turned back around and, like, looked at his parents and went. His mouth was wide open. His eyes were wide open. I nearly lost it.
I don't know how you kept it together. It's like a reverse Ace Ventura rhino scene.
It was all in the elevator, or one of the
elevators. Oh, it happened to the elevator?
Yeah, she dropped some on the ground and bent over.
And the kid
turned in her swimsuit. And the kid had just turned around at the time, like he was just looking around. He was probably looking for
like
a duck.
Right
and
in his face.
Oh, my God. Did he find the duck?
There's no duck in there.
But it was funny. And I'm like,
call me a beaver.
I didn't know that
means. A starfish.
I didn't know thongs and G-strings were that popular still in the bikini world.
No, it's huge right now.
I thought we had gone back to the cover in the butt.
No, it's like the waist has gotten higher, but the butt coverage has gotten smaller.
There's nothing on that ass. There's nothing. It's just a string.
So I
it's
like
a bunch of them, yeah.
Two out of three people on the ship's butts were out.
Two out of three?
Oh, I would say probably
there
two
was
out of
a
three.
Lot of butts out. See, to butts. The point where it's just like,
it's nothing sacred anymore.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Not butt-wise.
Now, the guys, that's a different story. You're just kind of like, whoa!
Well, it's like,
I didn't even see any really short shorts on guys.
There was a couple of guys.
I saw them.
A couple of guys. Yeah.
There was one guy. It was an older man. He's probably in early 50s. He was out there with like the tiniest little shorts on. I was just like, all right. I think Dustin's got some magazines that would interest you.
Lad Mag.
Oh, yeah. He needs to see some Lad Mags.
All right, ducks.
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 So this was something I was not... Now, when did this start?
Okay, so I was expecting it, and I have been watching a lot of videos, and there is one guy in particular on TikTok I think me and Megan shared a couple of times, and... He's always in his living room, and his TV is like an aquarium. And he's like, so you have a question about ducks. What are they? Why are they on the boat? And it was just,
Why are they on the boat?
Sometime in the last few years.
I'm just glad that the cruise industry is taking it away from those Jeep losers.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So, anyways, cruise ducks. People bring ducks on board, and they hide them all over the place, and you find them.
I would have brought little... Rubber willies.
Little rubber willies?
Yeah. And just
oh my gosh, Dustin.
This is a family cruise.
You mean like Nelson? Like Willie Nelson?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that's what you picked up.
I picked up a Jesus. It's a Jesus.
That's not Willie
Nelson.
We
came on a Royal Caribbean ship and we found Jesus.
We sure did.
All over the place.
But so like... They hide them, and it's a thing, and you like find them, and you can like rehide them, or you can keep them, or whatever.
It's a game. It's a game that people play. It's
and
unofficial.
It's fun. I mean,
all
it's just
all sorts
like,
of different sized ducks all over the boat.
Yeah.
And the first one that I found was a message in a bottle that had a duck and seashells and sea sand in it, and it was like, "You lucky duck, you found this from the Castix from Katy, Texas."
Yep.
And almost every
Shout
duck
out.
I have found.
They were busy. They must have been working on this for like 6 months.
Yeah.
I think our rooms buy them.
No.
You think so?
I don't know, because we have quite a few of the theirs, too.
So I have found those
And I wonder, I nearly stopped and asked them, that lady that was carrying the big duck and had a bunch of other ducks hanging out of her pocket yesterday after dinner, if that was her.
No, so she found that big stuffed duck. Or no, there was a second lady. There was a second lady. It was so that big stuffed animal at dinner I saw. And then when we got our charm bracelets, another lady came in with a big stuffed duck. And she was like, I found this duck up on the helipad. And it had one of the tags on it.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like this. It was like 2 feet long. It was a big duck. It was a
big duck.
She's like, oh, yeah, I found it on the helipad. And it was
so it's a game that everybody plays, and you bring your ducks if you're in on it. But the thing that was cool to me is like night two or night three, I was up late as shit, like 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. People had their like 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids out walking the boat all over trying to find these ducks. And the kids were so excited. They're running around. They're crawling under chairs. I mean, I don't know.
Digging in the planters.
But I mean, that's also they're having a great time.
When your magnets start getting swapped around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is it 1 or 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
We still have a bunch we need to put out probably tonight.
Is that when you did it?
No.
So, and then these guys, like the Castix, man, they 3D printed like on a poker chip. They put like little dice, a little bottle of booze, that's a little cool duck,
little beer. Like these guys went all out.
And then cool. We have found several Jesuses.
Yep, there's been some Jesus. There's
Chewy.
We found another shark. 3D printed duck with.
Oh yeah, we did find a little 3D printed.
Was that by them too?
Yeah, shark. And then we found a little duck that's got little legs that actually move.
Oh,
and it was sitting. It was sitting with its little feet over the side of something. It was so really cute.
We have what, like 15, 16 of them now?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe Dustin. Megan found one that was clear and sparkly.
Yeah, that one was last night's find. But I think the best one was, I forget where Andrew and I were going, but I just looked out the elevator and there was like this little bank of windows that looked out. And it was one of the poker chip ones. Uh-huh. And I saw it sitting there. And I was like, oh, there's a duck. And then when the doors of the elevator were closing, I'm like, no. And so we had to go up a floor. And I'm like, I'm going to, want to go right back down and go grab that one.
Mm-hmm.
And doors open. And there's like a family and somebody in like a mobility scooter. And I'm like, this is taking too long. And so I like
jumping over
ran out of the elevator and ran down the stairs and ran back over there and grabbed my little poker chip duck. And
yeah, the poker chip ducks, I feel like, are the best.
And that one was like the perfect find for me because it was on the poker chip, had a little duck, and then it had a cup of coffee and a little book. And I was like, this is
so perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect.
So I was debating on keeping the ones we want and then taking the rest and hiding them tonight.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, probably right after dinner.
We should make sure we take photos of what we have now.
Yeah.
And we'll take photos of ours, because then we can put it on here so people can see what we got.
Yeah. Definitely. Because it's, I don't know, it's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of fun.
It is fun.
Everybody's playing. There was, like, someone in their 90s going, like, hey, look at that duck.
It's exciting just to see one and be like, I found one.
Oh, yeah, no, like, because we were walking by, like, in the promenade, there's all these different shops, and there's a car out there,
we have
whatever.
Too. We have the two magnets.
Oh, yeah,
we have the two duck magnets over there. I forgot about those. But we were just walking by, and there's one that was, like, sitting on, like, the fender of the car. And I was like, ah, a duck.
I'm gonna take some video of the ducks and put it up on the video.
Yeah, that's weird.
We need to before we replace them.
Yeah, we're going to hide some of the ones that we don't want.
Yeah. Contribute.
We do have dinner reservations in 24 minutes.
Oh, okay. No.
I don't know if you guys need to change clothes or anything.
I'm going to wear this.
It's resort casual tonight, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Resort casual.
Italiano.
Yeah.
I'll sit by the window.
For the risotto.
Have an Italian.
Oh, yeah. I am excited for the risotto, too.
Yes. Maybe tonight I won't be melted like a Nazi looking at the Ark. Because the last 3 nights I have.
We haven't been out in the sun all day today.
There.
Like,
oh, that is true. We have not been outside in the sun all day today.
No.
We've hardly been in the sun at all today.
It sucks. We have been outside.
Susie.
Yes.
Megan.
Yes.
my first cruise also, but I want to hear your takes on this. Like, what were you expecting?
Didn't we just do that for 2 hours?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
Well, I was really nervous because it's a boat. I was nervous about being seasick.
Same.
I was nervous about the amount of people that were going to be on
Same.
It.
Yeah.
I was like...
Rape.
Well, no,
not that.
Not rape. But no. I was just like, is this going to be horrible?
Sex trafficked in Mexico.
Maybe that.
But like, you know, I was like, am I going to be uncomfortable? Am I going to, like, whatever? But it has been wonderful. Like, it's been great. Like,
yeah.
Swingers.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried about swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen any.
I saw one. We saw that one. I think that they were. That picture of the door.
Oh.
The upside down pineapple. But that was the only one. I mean, it's not up and down the hallways.
We found
much,
one pineapple on their door. We came home and found four on ours.
So. Yeah. That y'all put on our door.
Yeah. And then they're back on our door.
Confessed to it.
We, no.
Didn't we return them to you?
She suggested that maybe we did, but I didn't say shit, so.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's been great. I wanted to something that like, there's something for everybody. I mean, if you're bored just sitting by the pool, there's so many other activities to do.
Yeah.
So everyone that came was just go off and do this or that. And we got to see a couple new places. And I was worried about, you know, the amount of people. And I will say that even not only having 4,000 people, probably less on this ship altogether, but... You know, a couple times there's been we want to go do something and it's just like so many people also want to be doing that. And that kind of is annoying. But
yeah,
overall, like I didn't get seasick at all. It's been great. I've had a blast.
Yeah. Which is, you know, there's that whole theory of, you know, we have talked about, man, there's just so much going on and so much stuff. You know,
you could literally be doing something every hour of the day if you want to.
Every 15 minutes you could be doing something.
Yeah.
But I think that helps the population control in certain areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's a show here and we know that this theater will between 8 and 10 will hold, you know, 1200 people that'll relieve the casino for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the time dinners help relieve other areas of the boat. So I think it's all a relief thing. The only, you know, during the day it's nice when everyone's at the pool, but at night when no one's at the pool anymore, that's when things get a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the pool starts shutting down, people are tired. They're going to bed. There's less traffic. Mm-hmm. I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Except for the casino. The casino's packed.
Always.
Except for the dirty bitches.
Yeah. Like the
raccoons.
Dirty bitch. Oh, man. And we did find a really nice, quiet bar called Ellington's.
We love it.
That we've been to, I think, every night.
It's nice and quiet until about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Ellington's on Mariner of the Sea is on level 14, and it is hands down the best place to get a drink.
It's the adult bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what it's supposed
Very,
to be.
Very, like, laid and back,
it's up
loungy.
There where the Viking or the Crown Club is.
Good view.
Yeah. Really
comfortable
nice
seats.
View. Yeah.
Best place to take a shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I haven't even gone on those bathrooms yet.
Because you're at the top of the boat, so you know it's got
gravity.
Like cliffhanger.
That toilet, it's the last one to get clogged. You're at the top.
Anyways.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point.
Anyways. We got some dinner reservations to make. So, any last comments?
Loved it. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for doing this
cruise.
We'll
be back again.
It was great.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
I love doing these
trips. Thanks for coming.
With us.
Yeah.
Like, this group.
Yeah.
You got cruise buddies now.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go cruise anytime. Because the best thing about a cruise, if I don't look at y'all's asses, I just don't have to look at y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do my own thing.
Lock that door and ignore
That's
my soft
great.
Little notes.
That's why we picked
about
it.
Vacations like that. Yep. Just do your own thing. Yep.
Andrew can go off and explore, and I can't lose him because he can only go
real
so
quick.
Far.
Yeah. Can we wrap this up with casino talk?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Fuck you, but okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're down how much?
I am down probably 360, I think. Yeah.
Megan, you're
down about 120.
I lost $100, but it was not mine to lose.
Yeah.
So you didn't lose anything, is what you're saying?
Right. I played with $100 and I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
and I'm leaving with 350.
Yeah.
Positive? On the plus. On the
positive. Plus. Yeah.
And Janine did say she looked at her thing and she is down $400 from her slot adventures.
Oh, I thought she was up.
She was up.
And then she kept going back and so they get you, all baby. In total.
That is how they get
she's
you.
She's down like
and
$400.
She was telling me last night, she's like, you just need to let me teach you how to do slots.
That's yeah, she did that and I lost the money that I was up.
I told her, I was like, you tried to teach Megan, she lost all her money.
Well, you were doing it long enough.
You know what blows my mind is
you were spending enough.
I came here to play blackjack.
Love you, Jim.
Oh yeah.
Maybe play some craps.
And craps table was crowded.
I didn't play one hand of blackjack. I could have played craps last night, but as I was watching the table to see, get a feel for what was going on, this old man down there had charts. He was writing stuff down in his notebook and stuff. Rolling the dice just like he needed to, tossing them like he needed to, perfect. He won. If I would have got in right there, I would have paid for the cruise. He made those people down there so much money, and they were freaking out.
Was
and
that
two
the,
people came
that,
in?
That,
and
was
took
that the
spots.
Big guy?
He was a big guy
like
and
a
an
yellow
older
shirt?
Guy. Orange.
Orange shirt.
The orange sun shirt.
Yeah.
With the beard.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy knows what the hell he's doing, and he threw forever. Forever.
Because he was just not losing.
And he was not losing. And he had his... Like, that guy practiced his dice roll. He had to. Because once he had his... You know, he always lined his threes up because he was throwing threes. Then he made them a V. He grabbed them on the side. And he tossed them. They did two flips in the air. Hit the wall. Came down. And he hit eight, like, four times in a row.
God damn,
doing
dude.
That. And people were losing shit. Making money. And I was like, that guy. And he, when I walked away, he's still going. Then I came over and was watching the roulette tables, and he was still going nuts.
Damn.
But I didn't like the way the blackjack tables here were.
Why not? You had single card, you had what,
continuous deck.
Is that what they
deck.
Call it?
That's what he said. It was 6-8, continuous. Just
keeps going.
And that's what the rest of the tables were.
Yeah.
All of them were continuous 6-8. That's fine. You're not going to count cards through that. You're not going to be able to keep track of what's going on, especially if it's continuous. And it's just the side bets were a little weird. Mm. I didn't like that. You know, the pair plus, normal. I didn't like that. And I just didn't like the feel of them.
Okay.
But then I was like, well, let's sit down and play roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a blast. So
yeah.
I was like,
we had a really good time.
I just played roulette and then was okay. What? The first night we played, but then the night you and I sat down, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to experiment.
Yeah.
And that experiment paid off very well. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, before this trip, I've been all about blackjack. I just love blackjack. Now I'm a roulette guy. And I don't know what this is about my character, but I love it. And I'm going to continue to play roulette.
Mm-hmm. Until it pisses you off and you go back to blackjack.
No, I think the odds are just way better on roulette.
Wait till you play craps, man. It's wild.
15-minute warning.
I play craps five times a day in my stateroom.
Good job.
Of course you do. All right. That's all I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to talk about casino talk because it was fun. Right.
It was fun.
Now it's time for Italian
casino.
Night, right?
Italiano. We're going to get tiramisu.
Me and Amy Paul.
Lots of noodles and pasta filling up your belly and making you feel blah.
I love you.
Farty and bloated.
I love you.
Love you, mean it.
Love you,
you
mean
know,
it.
My new podcast, no one ever says I love you on it.
Maybe you should start that.
Maybe you're with the wrong people.
Oh, you're talking about Panther City Rebellion?
Y'all got good people over there, too. Shout out Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Yeah. Hi, Thomas.
We love you, Thomas.
Skip.
And Craig.
We love you, Skip.
All right, we're out of here.
All right, bye.
Peace. Love you, mean it. Wait, stay safe. Good luck.
Nope.
Good luck. Stay safe.
Have fun.
Have fun. Say, don't be die. Safe. Don't die.
Okay.
What is it?
Have fun.
Oh, don't. Why do you do this to me?
Now
love
you.
You
know the rest of the story.
Adios, mofo.